An agreement's been reached on a nearly $500 billion coronavirus aid package for small businesses, as well as additional help for hospitals and COVID-19 virus testing. The Senate could vote on that deal later today and the House later in the week. For more on what's in the proposal, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Caitlin Emma, Politico budget and appropriations reporter. Caitlin, thanks for joining us this afternoon. What can you tell us about what we know that's in this measure?
Right. Well, an agreement was just secured among congressional leaders, so all of this is starting to come out now. Congressional offices are starting to release summaries of what is in this quote-unquote interim bill. It sort of was supposed to be seen as this patchwork kind of bill to satisfy the biggest needs in between the major, you know, tranches of coronavirus aid. But what's kind of insane is that the total price tag for this bill appears to be $484 billion, which is a huge price tag for something that's considered an interim sort of fix. But what we're seeing here is more than $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, which is a very popular pot of small business loans that recently ran dry because they were inundated with applications, and the funds just ran out very quickly. There's $75 billion for hospitals, which are currently, you know, really overworked, overburdened, trying to combat this pandemic, and there's $25 billion for coronavirus testing efforts. So all of this really just coming together now after days of gridlock over some of these provisions.
We know that previously there were a lot of complaints about the little mom and pops not getting the money they needed. And one of the things that was pointed out, one of the examples was Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and how they got $20 million. Has anything been added this time to make sure that some of those smaller businesses get the money?
Right. That has been a big point of contention. I mean, Congress did intentionally set up the program so that, you know, these big restaurant chains would be able to secure that aid. In the previous, last month's $2 trillion economic rescue package essentially was structured so that these restaurants could access these loans based on the number of employees that they had per location. But that, as you said, has sparked a huge wave of backlash against big restaurant chains securing millions and millions of dollars of loans. I mean, we've seen Shake Shack saying that they are going to return their loan amid this backlash. But with this additional bill, we are seeing a set-aside for some businesses to be made through community-based financial institutions rather than these, you know, big lenders. So really trying to help small businesses that might not have access to large financial institutions, but for the most part, it is another infusion of more than $300 billion to replace this depleted pot of loans.
Caitlin, we only have about 30 seconds left, but everybody from Dr. Fauci to the state's governors have been beating the drum for testing, and yet I noticed that testing here has been allotted the smallest amount of money.
Right. $25 billion for testing probably seems like a bit of a drop in the bucket, but it is still considered a win for Democrats who are pushing for it. If you recall, days and days ago when negotiations over this thing started, Republicans wanted a standalone infusion of small business aid. They wanted that to be capped at $250 billion, and that is it. So we are now looking at a $484 billion interim bill with lots more money for hospitals, testing, and other Democratic priorities. So if you compare it to that, then you're seeing definitely increases for a number of priorities that House Democrats are pushing for.
Caitlin, thank you for the information. That's Caitlin Emma, Politico's budget and appropriations reporter.